Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Times Yours is brought to us by, let me get to this here. Times Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Times Yours.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Taiwan. Taiwan who? Taiwan a new pitcher and a center fielder and a manager and a third baseman and a left fielder.
That was pretty good. The only thing you could have done different is paused and let us jump in after you said knock, knock, because we would have. But anyway, well done.
The fact that JT just struck out and Topper didn't even show any emotion is just egregious to me. He needs to be in the umpire's face showing support for his ballplayers because the rest of the ballplayers are falling flat right now. Let's go, guys.
Yeah, I think that stuff matters. I do.
Let's not forget that if Joe DeCamera was the commissioner of baseball, he would applaud bad umpires for keeping things interesting. Yeah. The hammer wants Topper to run out of the dugout, but maybe he was just enjoying the show.
He likes consternation.
Correct.
He likes bad calls. He likes the wrong team winning.
Anger, disappointment, frustration, bewilderment, second and third, no out. Leadoff double, no out. We cannot put the ball on the ground unless your name is Harper, Schwarber, or Castellanos. Put the doggone ball on the ground. The time is not theirs. Oh.
Yeah, no, they're struggling. There's no question. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day. Let's round these things out. They're brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevy Trailblazer. Starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. All right, first poll question as it relates to the Eagles. Which is more important for the Eagles to draft with their first pick? John, is it best player available or player at a position of need?
I have no idea how people feel about this. I'm going to guess it's close to 50-50, but that the best player wins.
Best so player 54? Does win. Two-thirds, 67%.
Oh,
it's just not true, though. I mean, there are some players.
It should say best player at a position of need, because like that's the truth.
Best player, I don't think they'll take a wide receiver.
The
Let me give you that
best
example.
Best player at a position of need. Right, that's what it ends up being.
That's what it ends up being.
Yeah.
Almost always. Not always, but almost always. Best player at a position of need, but we didn't have that choice. All right. Second poll question. We got a Phillies question related to the robot umps. Should MLB have robot umps for balls and strikes? John, how do you think people voted?
Especially after last night. 74% say yes.
75.
Nailed it.
Wow.
Well done. Rhea, you for robot umps?
Yes.
And James, I know you are.
Oh, yeah.
So we're three quarters here.
Here we go.
What is wrong with you?
Well, it's, you know.
John, consternation.
John McEnroe yelling at the
Last night we had an opportunity, and we didn't get any consternation.
And he would have gotten thrown out, right, James?
Okay, exactly.
I agree.
So, but with
I
that
agree.
Rule, with
I
that
agree.
Rule, I looked it up. You are correct. Okay. With that rule, doesn't that make it even more meaningful to go to robot arms because they don't hurt you anymore anyway. You know what I mean? Like, what you're looking for happens less because of this rule.
Oh, clearly.
Right. So, so why is that a reason to not do something that's better for the game?
Well, I would like the manager to know that you can get out there and, you know, support the team. And by the way, by extension, that entertains the fans. Not that that's his job to do, but it does. It is fun. Guys, there's nothing better than Boa blowing up at the umps. That was the best thing. In those 4 years, that was the best thing going for the Phillies.
Nothing's better than when a person who doesn't
blow up,
blows up.
They still blow up. Here's the thing.
Charlie had a couple of good ones, too, by
the way. With the robo-ump, they still fight the calls. There's still consternation. They still get in faces.
I don't buy it.
And managers are still getting kicked out of games. So your whole point is pointless.
Okay. Well, we'll see someday because there'll probably be an MLB next year, but I don't buy it.
Last
poll question. Who frustrated you the most last night? All right, John, our three choices were Rojas, Taiwan, and the home plate ump.
Yeah, and the home plate ump has to win this thing.
He doesn't, and he finishes in last place.
No!
But this is
Rojas,
really, really close. Taiwan got more votes than I expected.
About as close as a three-way poll's ever going to get here. Yeah.
That says a lot about how people feel about Taiwan, and he seems like such a nice guy.
I know, but that and a bag of chips gets me a bag of chips.
Right. How you play is what matters. It really matters the most.
Rojas, 35%. Taiwan, 34%. The umpire, 31%.
Wow, that's crazy.
We got to quickly award the comedian tickets to someone who called in with the great famous quote. So we had a lot of the biggest one historically would be the FDR one from a presidential standpoint, first inaugural in, what was that, 32. The Jackie Robinson quote, I couldn't write them all down as they were coming in, but that was a great one also. Remind me, what was the nature of that quote?
It's like today we all wear, or tomorrow we can all wear 42 or whatever. It's something like that. I don't want to get it wrong.
But it's a beautiful quote. It is. I mean, I did like, for funny, the one about I quit smoking hundreds of times.
It's a great quote. Very funny.
The Mark Twain one?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Mark Twain had the best.
I quit.
That was the best reaction we had today, I think.
I mean,
but the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
No, but hold on. But I'll just say this. Here was our thing today. It wasn't most famous quote. It was best famous quote, of which I would say Mark Twain is the best famous quote.
It's really funny.
It's funny.
Yeah, I love it.
I mean, I'm good with that. It was the best thing I heard today.
Because it wasn't famous.
Yeah, we didn't say most famous.
We said best famous.
Okay.
I think the Mark Twain thing is the best famous. So congrats goes out to Paul with the winning answer, courtesy of Mark Twain. Hey, everyone have a phenomenal rest of the day. Phils, do us a favor, guys. Get a W up on the board. My God. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Joe and Hugh, they are up next.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.